What is it recording? Hey, I'm here,
yes,
man.
Yes, Marlino, it's recording right now.
Fuck.
Okay. We didn't really plan for this. So what do you want to talk about? I actually talked about something in class today.
Wait, pardon my fucking soul. I thought you had something in mind already.
Well, I mean,
it's okay though.
I always have something in mind.
Okay. I know. Very spontaneous with that shit.
Okay. How much do you know about race and history?
A lot, man.
Okay, well, that kind of works perfect for our predicament here, because I also, well, I guess, either way. So, can you...
What is the topic of choice today, man, like, for real?
I guess it's about... we don't want to offend anyone, but inevitably...
No, I'll offend everyone. I don't give a shit.
Okay, in that case, well, at least it's you doing the dirty work and not me. Just how ghetto is portrayed as a stereotype for Black people more than a concept and character traits one person can hold, and why that should be changed. Basically what I'm saying is, what exactly is ghetto? Why do people consider themselves ghetto? Why do we consider it bad? And, I mean, I guess everyone knows where it originated from, but just the whole slavery thing and how that affected Americans and throughout history, and how ghetto ended up turning.
Yeah, okay, so my nigga, Roshan, for example.
Oh my god. Roshan is a Black individual with waves.
Yeah, so, I mean, well. Like,
he's Black.
He's not ghetto. So there's no race attached. I think of it as like a comedy thing, kind of, because like it's just fucking funny to see, you know, like ghetto bitches rip each other's weaves out and hair extensions, and you know, shit like that, like. Those retards with like the giant rims on their trucks, you know, it's kind of a joke to me. It's not something serious.
And
I guess
want to expand on that, Marlon?
So to me, like. It personally doesn't really bother me if someone is ghetto, because I mean, look at our school, and everyone listening knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's a high school.
Exactly. I'm
eating a salad, so like, excuse all the external noise.
Are you gonna get some ASMR up in here? How long is it? Are we going for 30 minutes again? What are we aiming for here?
I'm aiming until we just don't feel like talking
anymore. Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm pulling an all-nighter, so I don't know about you.
Damn, I guess we should end it right now. That no.
talk about what is considered ghetto and where did it originate from and why is it good in some people's eyes and why is it bad in some people's eyes?
Origins, low class, obviously, ghetto per se, or not even the word ghetto itself, low class has been a thing for since we were throwing spears at each other and woolly mammoths, pretty much. That's the origin. Like, even cavemen were like,
no,
there was like a level 1 crook caveman and a level 100 boss caveman, you know what I'm saying, with all the fur,
with all the bitches, all the fur. I thought ghetto originated from Hitler separating the Jews into neighborhoods that were.
Well, yeah, don't quote me on that, but I believe that was like the first. Like
that was the earliest I've heard
serious ghetto. Separation. I mean, in America, obviously, like it was segregation created them. Unfortunately, and basically, like when I think of it, it's like something that you can't really get out of. Like it kind of just perpetuates.
Do you think it was purposely made that way?
You mean like to make the rich richer and the poor poorer?
Well, it was purposely made that way when Hitler. I don't know if Hitler originated this concept. I highly doubt he did.
No, he didn't, because think about America before he ever even got into power.
I mean,
and all the way to present day.
You're saying it would be politically correct to say, oh, that person lives in the ghetto when it was America in like the fucking 1700s.
No.
Because Hitler,
I'm talking about like during the times of like Jim Crow laws and
when was that?
All that shit. So it'll be in
19,
pretty much post slavery to the present, except for, I mean, not segregate. So I mean, ghettos.
When was
in America existing?
When was World War II?
World War II started. 1935, 36, something like that. My grandpa was born in 1936.
So that was.
And even in the 50s, and he lived in the north. And even like in the, like when he grew up, 50s, 60s, pretty much like even in a northern state like Illinois, like they were still racist, basically. it's kind of fucked up.
Well, every state has its amount of racism because there are always going to be ignorant people out there.
Yeah, exactly. But speaking on like what you would consider like the modern iteration,
yeah,
of ghetto, where did that come from, basically? Low class people trying, you know, some people, especially if they can't get a job, they're felons, you know, they've committed crimes already, like out the gate when they're like young, 17, 18.
Wow, we're really
these are the people that inhabit these places, and you know, their kids, they get born into it, and it's a shitty environment for them.
Does that and their fault?
That's yeah, it's not their fault, and yeah, it just kind of the cycle just keeps repeating itself because there's no guidance to these people, unfortunately.
Now, let me ask you this, Marlon: does ghetto have a color behind it?
In America, no.
I'm shaking up my salad.
So you thought I would say yes.
No, I knew you would say no because
but no. But yeah, I mean, like the normal person would say yes. In America, no. There are, I mean, like, you know, in certain countries there are ghettos separated like very strictly by race.
In separate countries, where? When are you talking about now?
So I don't like yeah, right now I guess, right?
Where? Fucking I mean I know there are ghettos, but they're not separated like people aren't.
So I believe it's Lebanon. Or no.
Is that the towel?
Yeah, or no, I believe it's the country of Turkey.
Oh, because I'm one of them. I have, like, that in me.
Lebanon is not the Taliban, is that what you said?
No, I'm like part Lebanese.
Oh, you're part Lebanese. Okay.
So
right. So Lebanese, I think it's Lebanese. Lebanese refugees, basically, you know, the country's like, it's in fucking ruin, basically. The whole Middle East is, unfortunately. So they, you know, Lebanese, all these refugees. What?
Hear me too.
A little bit, but it's okay. My voice will cover it. These refugees from Lebanon and other places in the Middle East, they'll go to Turkey. And, like, they'll just be shuttered from pretty much, like, everything. To the point where, like, the women can't get jobs, so they have to, like, prostitute and shit like that. And
I just don't believe this. I honestly don't think that's true.
Oh, it's a thing. And not just... It's happening in Venezuela too.
Where'd you learn this?
I watch the news.
I swear to God, if you say YouTube.
And I've like seen videos of fucked up stuff like that happening. And also in Venezuela, it's the same situation, but except Venezuela, basically, the government officials were stealing money from the people, basically, or stealing government money, taxes, putting it in their own pocket, and then when the money goes missing, they just print more, and then you have a fucking nightmare inflation to the point where like $5 billion will buy you like a fucking loaf of bread or some stupid shit. So they have like starvation, hunger, all that shit. So yeah, they also resort to prostitution.
If they're printing money, then won't the inflation make it down? Because more money is just in government.
Well, think about the rarity of something. So if I started a country and I had $5, okay, and I distributed it upon 5 citizens, okay, the $1 that they have is worth, like a loaf of bread, for example. Okay, but then when I give them $2, the price of a loaf of bread will go to $2. Makes sense. But then they were stealing so much money to the point where the inflation would overrun, the amount, shit that they have to back it up. Basically, gold, oil reserves,
and how
all that stuff. It's like, you know, that's what we use to back up our money.
How's this tie in with the concept of ghetto? Because I'm just going to center this podcast around the concept of ghetto and everything.
The whole fucking country is a ghetto, basically.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
At this point, there's going to be a war there soon.
Let me ask you this, Marlon. When somebody says it's white people's fault, or it's not their fault, but it's their ancestors' fault.
Yeah, so we have nothing to do with that.
But the thing is,
so don't try to put any of that shit on me.
We didn't fucking start it to begin with. Black people were enslaving
other black people, you're right.
So we just got a piece of it.
But because
everyone else,
because there was a demand for that, and that was our demand. So obviously, you know, we put them through, you know, put them through a lot of pain. I didn't do anything. You know, my family that that's alive didn't do shit. Maybe my grandpa, I can't imagine. But
the thing is,
you know, I didn't fucking do anything, so don't put that shit on me.
Native American, we would have done the same thing to Native Americans, but diseases got rid of them before we could enslave them, because by the time we got here and we started importing shit and claiming this as our own territory, when the Native Americans already lived here, but it's a different topic, diseases already killed them, so we would have enslaved them, but we weren't able to because diseases killed them. So we got a piece of what Africa was giving out, which is basically they were selling people. Europe got a piece. Africa itself got a fucking piece of it because they were enslaving each other. So it's weird because how did they tell each
other? You know, I think it's funny too. You know, like some people are really think that they're entitled to be racist to white people.
Yeah, but with that,
it's funny. Like this guy, Rashawn told me this guy, you know, he works at, I'm not gonna say what store he works at. He works at a grocery store. He's fucking cashiering. This guy comes up with his EBT and he goes, this is my white reparation card. Fucking reparation, like for what? Like, what the fuck did they do to him? You know what I'm saying? That shit, I find it funny, but I also find it incredibly fucking ignorant. You know what I mean?
Didn't the Egyptians enslave white people a long time ago?
I don't fucking know. I'm not gonna speak on all that. You know, maybe I'm not 100% factually correct anyway.
I mean, when were white people in SLAVED? We're doing research as we're... I'm not using Wikipedia. Not using Amazon. Why is Amazon the second? Can I buy more white people? History Channel. That seems...
What'd you say?
I'm saying I'm not going to use Wikipedia.
Well, yeah, fuck Wikipedia.
Kanye said slavery was a choice. Thank you, history.com.
Shout out, Kanye. Shout out,
history.com.
My boy, Lil ISIS beheading, is dropping his mixtape soon.
Fuck you.
You know who that is, right? Look, you know who it is?
I think I do.
Anyway, I'm not going to speak on that anymore.
In 1619, the Dutch introduced the first captured Africans to America, planting the seeds of a slavery system that evolved into a nightmare of abuse. Okay, so was it the Dutch's fault? I'm confused. This is confusing. I think it's talking about choice.
The Dutch.
God damn it, the Dutch. Those fucking Dutch assholes. Okay, well, yep. With their clogs.
Boy!
They were the ones with clogs, right?
I think so.
I don't... The whatever. Okay, so tell me...
Clogs?
Tell me why the... is so...
You just lagged. What did you say?
What?
Your voice cut out.
Tell me why that. Tell me what the N-word means in your opinion. Tell me how much value you give it.
Like, present day, I give it none. Like, it's basically free game.
Free. I hate you so much. Free game. Jesus.
I mean, like, free game to use it, like, for the most part. Anyone can say it, pretty much, like, and get away with it to, like, a pretty far extent.
Tell me, in your opinion, why a word, vibrations created in our mouth that produces sound that one of your senses picks up, why does that have so much power? And why should it and why shouldn't it?
Okay. So, the word obviously has a meaning. So there it is right there. I mean, when you look back on it, it was used in way worse ways than it is now. You're like, nobody is like screaming it at somebody, like actually trying to be racist anymore. I mean, I know it probably happens all the time, but it's not commonplace. If you go to like Walmart or something, freaking rednecks.
Like, 9 times out of 10, people say nigga. It's because.
Wait, white people?
Hmm?
White people?
Anyone that isn't black.
Yeah, okay.
When I hear those people say nigga, they're literally just saying, "What's up, nigga?" Or, "What are you doing, nigga?" Or, like it's not used in a derogatory term. But.
No, it's like, not at all.
Like, I even have to fucking hide it. I'm not saying I shouldn't have to hide it because I do look white as fuck. I mean, my.
Yeah, you cracker.
Like, the last name, I can't say my last name on here. But, like, my last name originates from Africa. And I guess you guys are just going to have to believe me. Because if I say, you know, like, a little bit of my freedom.
So, what part of Wakanda are you from?
Brother. But, you know, well, I can't say his name either. But, God, anonymous shit really sucks.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. But, like, there could be some, like, dead-ass stalker on here.
No, yeah, no, people are fucking crazy. And it's Florida. Well, I mean, I guess anyone could listen.
Shut up. Well, good job.
No, and...
We're fucked. Nobody's dead.
You think...
Mission compromised. We're, like... Whoever, like, was predetermined to kill us is now, like, guaranteed.
One state closer. Okay. Well, what I'm saying is...
We're actually in Hawaii, so get bamboozled, cunts.
We're going to be in the ocean in, like, 20... soon. But...
We're at like, 20 years, but thankfully... Actually, I can't say that either, because it will pretty much give away where I live. But I'm not going to say how high I am above sea level.
Oh, shit. No one... Okay.
But I'm pretty much, like... one of, like, where I live specifically is one of the higher places in Florida that if it floods, then that means, like, the whole state is fucked.
Okay, listen. My last name originates from Africa. Central Africa, to be specific. Does that give me the excuse to use it?
I think it shouldn't really matter anymore at this point. It's like oversaturated with use that it loses meaning. It's like some people don't want it that way. Like they want it to where like only they can say it. Which is really, like...
It's a very...
I agree with it, but it's just not possible, you know? People are gonna say it, you know?
I mean, like, I've come across people in my life that I've ended up becoming really good friends with, and, like, I end up asking them, and I'm like, hey, like, I use this word, but, like, if you don't want me to say it, I don't say I use it, but I'm like, you know, like, how do you feel about that? And most of them, and the ones that I'm talking about, I'm just going to be straight up, most of them aren't fucking ghetto. They don't, like, sag, or they don't, like, purposely do it. Like, they don't fucking talk slang. They don't just, like, come into a room and start rapping fucking ghetto lyrics, and the song that they're rapping isn't even fucking good. It's not like an ASAP song. So, I mean, that's biased, but... Here,
Wait, so you don't like ASAP?
No, I love ASAP. I'm saying the lyrics they aren't rapping aren't ASAP. That's not the point. What I'm saying is ASAP is an amazing rapper.
I know what you mean.
What I'm saying is these individuals obviously aren't fucking really, really ghetto to the point where it almost defines their intelligence.
Some people,
it
fucking does, though.
They're okay with it. They said, you know, like, if you came up to me, dap me up, said, what's up, nigga? Like, I'd feel a little weird, but I really wouldn't care. But if they're like, hey, you, and then you hit it with the ER, then they're going to be like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, I'm not going to fight you, but I'm just not really going to, like, fuck with you like that anymore. Like,
yeah.
Though, like, I've had other friends, like, best friends that have told me, like, if you use ER, like, I will deck you and shit. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I'll respect you.
Okay.
Stay it around you. Like, I mean, because you're stronger than me. And I...
Just say okay and then drop it on immediately.
But, like, yeah, some of them are okay, but other of my friends are like, no, don't use it at all around me. And I just, like, I respect their...
Rule of thumb is that you shouldn't.
What'd you say?
Rule of thumb is that you shouldn't. Like, just common sense is that you fucking shouldn't.
Why?
Simple as that. I mean,
why is that common, though? Why is it common sense that they shouldn't? Why does that work? Opposed to the word fuck, as opposed to the word, like, pussy. Like, why, like, that word shouldn't have so much value. People give it value only because of the past. But the past doesn't define that fucking word. The modern time defines that word. How you use it and how you feel about that word defines the word.
Yeah, I also find it funny that you say that. So words that carry like still carry like a fucking heavy meaning. Like cunt.
I don't see that as a curse. Like, I don't see any.
Okay, yeah, no, but a lot of people, like, that's just something that you still don't say, like, for most people.
What, why? What does cunt mean? I thought it was a vagina.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so, but also, like, when you call someone that, like, that's just something that you don't do, like, even today. But in, like, Australia, it's like, you know, straight a cunt.
Cunt? How would they say it in there?
They're just fucking, you know, it's different. Like, that, like, your dad will call you fucking cunt in Australia.
My dad?
You know what I mean?
Cunt in America.
Okay. But, like, the meaning is so different. Oh, and shit. For example. Like, in a formal setting, you wouldn't use it. Like, they use, I believe, in Australia, they use it, like, normally.
Do they really? I'm going to look that up. I'm going
to... professional settings, even, sometimes. I think so.
Cunt in... Oh, fuck. A-S-T-R-I-L-A?
It might be... Australia. I don't know. It might be either Australia or another country. But it is an English-speaking country.
A cunt of a job in British, Irish, New Zealand, and Australian English with no negative connotations to refer to usually a male person. In this sense, it may be modified by a positive quantifier. Funny, clever, etc. I searched up literally cunt in Australia. The first thing that came up is, what is a sandwich called in Australia?
Go on, images.
For cunt, it says car trunk, vegan's hole, airplane is a...
Car trunk is boot.
The moon is mother onion. Airplane is a sky gator. Oh my god. A sky gator.
Wouldn't it be a crocodile?
What's the difference? They're the same. It's just...
Because there's no fucking gators in Australia. That's the difference.
You know, whoever posted
I think that was inaccurate. Like, I'm gonna have to say it's like cultural appropriation.
It's Google. What the fuck do you think?
Like, yeah, fuck Google.
Okay, I'm gonna search up what does Kanye what is
only like? Only fuck with Bing.
Australia. Ooh, did I spell it right? Time. Oh no, I did. All right. Cunt. There you go. Breathe on the mic. Like, yeah, fucking ass.
Oh, sorry. Did I breathe on the?
I was kidding. But mate, cunt, cunt, mate. Okay. What is Western? Why is Western? Why is? These images are actually leaving me with a lot more questions than answers. Okay, you know,
I can imagine.
Fuck this. We're not talking about cunt anymore. Oh my god, it's been 30 minutes and I've only ate like a quarter of my salad. But let's talk about how
this is. I already know it's gonna run longer than the last one.
Probably. What do you think will happen in the future regarding the whole Nick? Because that's always going to be a situation. Everyone's always going to teach that in history class. Everyone's always
going to make so.
Everyone's going to do someone like. What do you think the future is going to be like?
The future, because we want to block out. Because we want to block out that time. Like, for the word, like, it's probably bleak future. Like, it's gonna, like, very likely be phased out almost completely.
But it's just,
is my prediction.
Literally rhymes with everything in rap songs. Like, it's the fucking best.
I know, dude. It's like, it's a cheat code, but.
For real. If I was black and a little bit smarter, I think I could be a really good rapper.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the cheat code word in rap, obviously.
Do you
it's like Dickie? It's like retarded people. They have the cheat code. They have the cheat codes to life, really.
Why is that, Marlon? Let's get
because like everyone feels bad for him, so he's given everything. I mean, fucking, you get a disability check every fucking month, like, you know.
Do they really?
I can imagine.
You're missing a chromosome. Here is a check. I mean, they can.
Well, not. I mean, not that easy, but most of.
It's not like autism.
I'm not gonna speak on it any more than that, but pretty much, you have the cheat codes to life, basically, and that's okay. I mean, like they're like tough to begin with, so like I'm okay with that.
I was talking to one of my friends today, and it's actually the same one that looked up my last name and realized it originated from Central Africa, but
that's just, I wonder where mine.
You just look it up. Don't. Say what it is, but say where.
I know.
But he...
I believe it's German.
That explains a lot. I asked him, and I'm...
Shut the fuck up.
I asked him, like... are people with disabilities of that nature, like, do they feel insecure, like, when they're walking, like, down the halls, like, do they think the same shit we do? Because I was told they're literally the same. It's just a little bit slower. My friend told
me. I would say they're, like, oblivious to judgment.
That's exactly what he said. He said, I don't mean to be, like, rude or offensive, but, like, this is literally factual. They are so retarded that they are unable to understand the feeling of being insecure. It's like a dog. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And like, okay,
or like as a small child, like you just don't give a shit.
Exactly. Like
yeah, that's exactly what it means.
They just don't have that component.
Yeah, it's just missing. Like, it's just missing from their development, basically.
That was literally brought to me like this morning. Can you look that up and search?
You didn't like. You thought that they like actually felt some type of way that they were retarded. Like, that's not how it works. They're completely oblivious to it. And, you know, that's, I mean, if they knew, then I feel like that would just be like an emotional scar on their part.
Imagine being depressed because you're retarded.
Okay, that's pretty fucked up.
Okay,
that's. But yeah, they don't feel any of that. They don't feel like we do. Like, we always feel like shit because of something. You know, it's like if you get embarrassed or something. Like, they don't have that like component in them where it's like they feel fucking embarrassed. For example.
Okay, Marlon.
What?
Why? I have had my black friends that tell me that they don't want me saying nigga around them. Why do those same exact people say that Mac Miller is someone whiter than me can say nigga? Or why do they say the girlfriend that...
I think he gets a pass because of what he's done.
So I can earn a pass then.
We both earned a pass already.
Oh,
from our mutual friend, may I remind you.
Right.
Which is why I said it at the beginning of this podcast, just like, I mean, all the viewers out there, all the listeners, yeah, we both have passes, like, we're both certified to say it, so, like, don't get on our asses.
And why is it culturally acceptable that black man is dating a white girl, then she can say it in front of him? But what if she says it when she's not around him in front of a different group of black dudes? And like, is she able to say, like, oh, no, I'm dating a black guy? And is it the same for a white guy dating a black girl?
I don't think so.
Why not? Why are
we could. Again, we can ask our mutual friend because he's dating a white girl.
Oh my god! Oh my god.
Should we get him on here?
Holy shit! Holy shit! Actually, we might as well get him on. Oh fuck! I don't know.
Should I text him or something?
Yeah. How do I spell his name? Like, what's a Snapchat? It's R. Is it?
Hang on. Let me get him on right now. We can fucking ask him. I don't fucking know.
I have his name saved as something. It was Roshan, but he pissed me off to one point where I just saved it as something else. I forgot.
He's probably asleep.
Oh, yeah.
We might have to end. If we want to get him back on, we might have to end and restart.
How do you spell his name? Like, it starts with... It's R-O, right?
Yeah.
I don't have him. Can you text him?
Yeah, no, I'll send you the link to his Snap.
Oh, Jesus. Text him, and if he texts you back, then ask him if he wants to do this. And imagine him, like, half asleep looking at his phone, and you text him, like, yo, let's talk about fucking rape.
he's a political beast.
He is a political fucking monster.
Yeah, it looked like he'll tear anyone apart if they say, like, anything political that he doesn't agree with. They'll fucking tear them to shreds.
He's so logical. Okay, this podcast isn't about him.
It's not.
It's about...
But he makes a very good example for everything.
He does.
That we were talking about, so...
Now, do you notice, talk about the difference, because I can talk about this, and I know what I'm going to say, but I don't know what you're going to say. Talk about the difference between the types of black people that let you use nigga in front of them, and you can literally joke about it, the types of black people that don't let you use nigga.
types.
Way they dress.
Way they like very clear cut down the middle there. the ghetto ones, they will not accept it, and then like, you know, like the less serious, ghetto has nothing to do with it. The less serious ones, like
ghetto,
the ones that like to like joke and fuck around anyway, like they won't do shit. And then the ones that are like super serious, probably, it's a zero tolerance, like fate on sight kind of thing.
Can you elaborate on fate, like, for our more Caucasian viewers?
Like, they'll probably beat the brakes off a cracker.
No,
run it on 40 minutes, man. Holy shit.
No, we're not in it here, but what do you have to say for, as an anonymous person? I mean, they know your name, but not your last name, and they know you live somewhere around Florida, and the part that apparently has the highest fucking sea level, so it must be a mountain. But what?
Not a mountain, but
What would you anonymously say to these black individuals that don't agree with you saying the word nigga, don't agree with me saying the word nigga, don't agree with any white person saying the word nigga? Because
fair enough,
you can technically say
fair enough, you know, into the, but we'll, you know, out of respect. And for the most part, out of respect in general, whether they're okay with it or not, I won't say it for the most part. Like if you're serious, like that, like both of you know that you're joking around, then it might come up. You know, but for the people that don't want to hear it at all, I respect that.
And you feel like you have enough.
What, do you think I'm lying?
No, like you have. I do. If you know they don't want you saying it, then you won't.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
No, what? What?
Most of the time, if they don't, like, they're pretty fucking intimidating. Oh shit, Rashawn's typing back.
No!
Oh my god.
No! Are you kidding?
Hang on.
Oh my
god. Hey, I'll text and I'll hop on the podcast.
We can't add him on unless we end this. So I'm gonna end this.
I know. We have to end and restart, but that's okay.
That's only if he's actually able to fucking.
Yeah, he hasn't like make an account and like
he has it just you college. Really went through what he did. I'll just invite both of you on here. I just tell him to ask him for his number. And then text me it.
I don't think. Oh, never mind. He has an iPhone.
Oh, thank God.
I was gonna say I forgot he had an Android for like such a long time. He used to just switch.
Remember when his wallet got stolen, and I went up to him and I said, "The tables have turned, huh?"
When the fuck was that?
It was last year in geometry. He's like, Cameron, did you see my wallet? And I'm like, no.
No, but I remember, like, this was freshman year, basically. Like, we had the same math. We had the same, like, Algebra 1 or whatever the fuck it was. Basically, we had this kid that we both fucking hated to death in there. And, I'll say his name. Fuck him. Xavier.
Oh my god. Booty?
Yeah.
Him. Oh my god.
And so,
fucking
so basically, he stole my fucking phone charger. I knew this fucking retard stole it. And I was, and so, you know.
On everyone, just for clarity, Booty is a large black man. Like, he's like.
Okay, so what the fuck? Imagery purposes. Think about Monster versus Aliens. The blue sludge. Yeah, that's him.
He looks like a Lego character to me. Like,
it's okay. Okay, we're not gonna speak on his appearance anymore. I'm just like, I just put it at that. That's what he is. But okay, if he ever finds me again, I'll probably have a gun by then, so it's okay.
I miss him so much. He would have been like, "What's up?"
I don't miss him at all. Anyway, all I'm saying is, you stole my phone charger freshman year, fucking blatantly. Like, I saw him fucking do it, and I was like, "Yeah, you can give me that shit back right now. Take it out of your backpack." And he wouldn't. He's like, "I don't know what the fuck you're talking about." And so Rashawn comes over there and fucking yanks his backpack out of his hand. And I take it from him. I fucking, like, turned it upside down. And just, like, poured all the shit out of it. You see, like, stuff like that. Yeah, it makes life worth living.
Was the charger in there?
What?
Was
yes.
Oh, okay.
Fucking retard, like, obvious, like, blatantly took it.
He looked at you and fucking took it. Is Rashawn joining the podcast or not?
But all I'm saying is, like, that, you know, kind of set a tone for me.
Yep, that's one individual. That doesn't define them as a race.
No, but it set the tone that, like, some of them are okay and some of them just aren't.
No, well, okay, I know what you're saying.
And so white people aren't okay, and some are. It applies to everyone. So the moral of the story is, like, there's good and bad for, like, to every situation.
Every single is good or bad. There's no. It doesn't matter what color you are. I mean,
yes, preach.
I mean, you can use logic and you can use statistics to back up a certain claim for a very specific situation, but realistically, everyone is their own person. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter. Like, everyone has their good and bad. Yes, there are good and bad, but there are also good and bad white people and good and bad. I got robbed by a Spanish guy.
Gunpoint?
It's a very long story. I'll tell you later, but...
Like, to your face. Like, robbed face to face.
It was a car situation.
Or stolen from.
It was... I feel like the more I describe it, the more I'm digging myself a hole. And...
You know, if you put yourself in danger by talking about it, just don't.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, fuck that guy, whatever. But something,
I don't know. Either way, is there the podcast?
What'd you say? I can't get him to respond back to me now.
Call him.
You want me to call him? Should we end right here? We end at like 50 minutes or some shit.
Okay, guys, we're gonna try and get Rashawn on the podcast.
We're really gonna try for tonight. We're definitely gonna get him on here by Friday.
Definitely.
And I'll be back too for all the listeners out there. Can I plug my Snapchat?
How do I end this? Like, how do I end pot? Like, what do I say? Do I say bye? Like, I'm on the.
You give an outro, kind of like I did last time, except I was high as shit.
No,
and I sounded retarded. Kind
of say bye, guys. I love you. Really, no.
No, you know, it's more of a formal thing.
Okay, you, like, you say it, and then I'll.
I will outro it, but first we're gonna plug my Snapchat. At mk.mk666.
You turn your locations off.
Oh, I did. Oh shit! Did you turn yours off?
Mine has been off ever.
Oh wait, you should turn your shit off. I turned my location off a long fucking time ago.
I've never has turned my on ever.
Fucking turn it off.
It's been,
like, make sure it's turned off.
Definitely off, Marlon. It's never been on. I'm on ghost mode.
Shit.
Give your fucking outro and then let's feature work.
So yeah, this outro, so basically like, okay. pretty much thank you for listening, everyone. Have a good night. Come back next time. Leave your thoughts, please. We like to hear feedback. Let's end it off right there.